There was a time some years ago when my friend Joyce prayed for me every morning, hands on. And morning after morning, she prayed for endurance. I didn't like that. Endurance speaks of having to go through something with your face set as flint. And sure enough, every day brought something that I needed to set my face as flint to walk through. And just, I never did really find out why and what the endurance was all about. Indeed, I never questioned, I just went through it. But just this morning, I've seen that endurance produces love. Because when you go through very difficult circumstances, something is formed, either a diamond or granite. And if you harden your heart through those difficult circumstances, you'll get a piece of granite at the end of it. But you will, if you allow the circumstance to work what God desired within you, the endurance of the unendurable, as it were, of going through that which you think you could never go through, out at the other end comes a softened heart. It's not a bruised heart, it's softened. And the purpose is this: He cannot do through you what He hasn't been able to do in you. And you know, there's an old saying that we leave the best till last. He certainly has done that with me anyway. Because I can feel my own heart's softened towards the things that He teaches me now. I can feel my heart absorbing His love and displaying it to other people. I can feel it filling me when He speaks words of love, when He murmurs over me, "Do this for me, hold on in there for me, just stay there for a moment while I make you more like myself." I'm able to hold on in those situations where years ago I would have said, "I cannot do this." What have I proved? That His grace is sufficient. And I desire so much to become like Him so that He can do through me what He's done in me. And my full expectation is that there will be a 100-fold harvest, because that's what He promised me 30-odd years ago. 100-fold fruitfulness. And now the time of my harvest, I hope, is in sight. And I will see the fruit of what He's worked in me, because I'll see it working through me. So you know what's coming next. How is it working out for you? You're not running away, are you? You're holding still under the hammer, the file, and the furnace. You're holding still because the purpose of God is to cause you to endure, so that you might enjoy, that you might have a harvest of righteousness. There's always a purpose in pain, always. Let me encourage you this day to stand still under the pain. Let Him do what He wants to do to form Christ in you. Relax into it, and the job will be done more quickly. God bless you as you think about this.